from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's go back out to the hotline. Greg Brown, brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Greg called another exciting game last night. The Pirates come back to beat the Astros. Still very much in the thick of this playoff race, and we are 2 hours away from the trade deadline. Greg, what are the latest rumblings? What's the scuttlebutt down there in Houston right now? Is it Houston we have a problem, or are we getting closer to a solution?
I don't know. I was hoping you'd give me some intel. You guys are you got the pulse on it. I don't have any updates, information. You know as much as I do.
So but, no one small step for Ben, one giant leap for the Pirates lineup here.
That's good. Yeah, it's fun though. I tell you, it's great when the Pirates are involved, and so you can, you know, try and I'm like watching the MLB Network, listening to the radio, watch, you know, going on the internet and watching the MLB trade rumors, what's up, the latest deals that have been made.
But it's also heartbreaking when your team doesn't do what you want them to do. That's the other part of this, the stress that comes with it.
That's part of sports.
Sure.
That's the way it is. That's a great thing about sports, great thing about baseball. Who knows if they are going to do something, what they do, if they do anything, will it disappoint?
Well, what would you like to see them do if they came to Greg Brown?
I'd love to see them add if they could add a bat of any kind.
Doesn't matter where.
Obviously, not necessarily. I mean, I think outfield, maybe a compliment to Tellez at first. A platoon partner perhaps.
So, like a guy like De La Cruz from the Marlins would be. That's a significant move if they were.
I think that type of player would address a need that is there, and it's pretty obvious. And I was on with Andrew, Chris. You were man. I don't know where you were. It was a rare off day for you.
He was at Oakmont. But,
I was playing Oakmont that day.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay. So I was at the North Shore Tavern with Andrew, and I guess you had had Shelton. Well, you have him on weekly, but he had said on his show. And I had not heard it, that I don't know whether he said they were going to or looking to add a bat.
But he said he wanted it. He said he wanted it.
He wanted it. Okay, yep. Okay. Well, so, I mean, you know, Sheldon's as plugged in as anybody. He and I mentioned this to Andrew. I think he and Sherrington are tied at the hip. They've got a great relationship. And when I heard Shelton had said that, that made my ears perk up. And I think that that's why I anticipate they'll end up doing something between now and the deadline, hours.
What are the risks of doing nothing? And I ask that meaning you've been around teams where you've seen the team get augmented with trades or a trade versus maybe teams that didn't have much of anything done to help them. What does it do when you kind of are around the players, or you get a sense of being around the team in general to, I hate to say this word, but to the vibes around the team if nothing happens?
Well, I think that when nothing happens, I can tell you that the years that the Pirates were in it, they have always added. They've always gotten somebody.
It was post non-waiver deadline trades. They made a lot of moves in the margins that ended up working out well in like August at that waiver trade deadline.
Yeah, so given those parameters, they did something. They have in the past. Like it or not, they did the Archer trade. Now, I got the feeling that when they dealt Tony Watson, was it Watson? I believe, yeah. I don't know what year that was for O'Neill Cruz. It was kind of a downer. They traded Melanson. I forget who they traded Melanson. Oh, it was
Washington for the closer who will not be named.
Felipe Rivero.
Yes.
That's who they traded for. And it was kind of a little depressing because you felt like, oh, they're really not that they're literally giving up on the season, but they're obviously passing and they'll probably still be fairly competitive, but they're not really going for it. They're not really adding someone that's going to really help them this year. So in the past, when they've been in it within a couple, three games, which they are now, they have gone out and added, and I anticipate that they'll do that again.
I'm going to read you a quote from Joel Sherman. Do you like him, Greg?
I think he's really solid. Yeah, I like him.
So he said on MLB Network today with Mad Dog, no team is going to want to play a best of three against Skeens, Keller, Jones. They owe it to their fan base to try harder. Stop kicking the can down the road. Do you agree with that?
I don't know what he means by that. I have to ask him what he means by that. Stop kicking the can down the road.
Yes, like stop saying next year's the year. Next year is when we go for it. It'll be next year.
Who said that? I would ask Joel Sherman. And if you're playing that role, I'm asking you, if you're Joel, what do you mean? Who said they're kicking it for till next year? Who in the Pirates organization said that?
Well, I would say actions speak louder than words because they haven't made a move.
So you've got 2 hours to do that, don't
sure,
you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, then why in the world would he? I didn't hear that directly. That's your quote, and then you're quoting directly. I would ask him what he means by that. Stop kicking the can down the road. Does he say that to all the teams that have not made a deal? And the Pirates have, by the way. You don't have to like it, but they addressed the need of I think they needed that left-handed reliever a few weeks ago. So I'm glad they did that. I think they were really hoping that Baruchy was going to be the guy to complement Chapman, and they had to stall the rehab, and I think that necessitated this move. I'm glad they did it. That tells me they're not kicking the can down the road. Mm-hmm. They're actually addressing a need. You don't have to like, oh, it's just Jalen Beeks. Well, that's a left-handed reliever who's a good one, who's going to be good, and complement Chapman. That's not kicking the can down the road.
What about this Nick York? Why isn't he immediately reporting for duty on the major league club?
Oh, well, I would think that we're probably waiting until the deadline, see how the dust settles. And, that would be my answer.
So when you answer it that way, there's a very good chance that depending on how this goes, he could end up helping the major league team or being on the major league team very soon.
I don't know. I really don't. I shouldn't say that because I don't know enough about the guy. I don't know what their thoughts are. Maybe he goes down there for a week and tears it up at Indy, and then they bring him up.
Greg, I want to jump in back into the Sherman thing. I would say back to you, yes, they got a guy that helps in their bullpen. They are 28th in the league in OPS. The only team's worse than them. One has lost 15 games in a row, and the other has the worst record in the National League. If they don't add to their lineup, if they add no major league hitters, then how else do I interpret like their thoughts on this season? They think this lineup can compete for a World Series?
So I'd say again, let's wait till after the deadline.
Okay. So if they do nothing, and I say that at 6:01, you would think
if
that
they
would be
do
a fair...
nothing. If I'd say if they do nothing, then you could suggest that they are going to let. Obviously, they're going to let this roster go and see what it can do. I'm not, by the way, let's be fair. You just mentioned the numbers about the OPS,
yep.
the team OPS. there aren't probably two or three players in baseball that you could legitimately acquire that will improve those bad numbers that fast. I mean, it's, you know, that would be difficult to do. I don't know there's anybody out there that's going to improve those numbers in the next month. Well, you know, their OPS is one of the worst OPSs in baseball. Well, name me a player that they're
going to
get.
I don't think people want a player that's going to single-handedly become like 0-1 to 0-4 Barry Bonds. I just think people want a better bat than what they're putting out there right now.
That's fair.
It's just proof that they need the help. It's just empirical evidence that suggests that they need offensive help.
Understand. And by the way, the next lowest team on that OPS list is Seattle.
They have done things, though, to their credit.
Yeah. Yep. And then I would counter by saying, look at ERA numbers around baseball and see where the Pirates are in that respect.
Good.
I mean, they're winning because of their pitching.
Agreed. That's why I think Sherman made the point, like, their starting pitching is so good, you don't want it to die on the vine this year.
Yeah, I don't think the Pirates want it to die on the vine this year either. Nothing they have done or said for me, suggest that.
Not that Sherman is in the business of telling teams what to do because he's biased one way or the other, but I did interpret, and maybe it's just me, Greg, him saying you owe it to your fans, don't kick the can down the road. I almost felt like he said that because based on what he's hearing and who he's talking to, he isn't hearing them being seriously in on anybody at the moment or at the moment when he said that. That's what kind of made me nervous. Is he saying this because at the moment he's not hearing a whole lot about the Pirates?
No disrespect to Joel Sherman, but he's based in New York. He's a Yankee Met guy for the most part.
Sure.
Again, I respect him, but you know, I don't think the Pirates are top on his list of priorities.
I agree with that. I got frustrated because guys like Jesse Winker, who I thought could make this team better, did not go for much, and he's not making a lot of money. Greg, that was one I circled as why didn't they?
I circled it as well. I thought he'd have been a nice ad. Again, this is impossible for us to know what the conversations were, what the Pirates turned down, what they asked for. We just don't know. And I think it's probably unfair, but perhaps to a degree understandable when people assume that they take a Joel Sherman quote. I'm not saying you, Andrew, but in general, the fan base might roll their eyes. Oh, there they go. They're just kicking the can down the road. They didn't even get Winker. We don't know what was involved in that possible transaction, if at all. And this is also when the first time, admittedly, by Ben Cherington on his show on Sunday, this is the first time in his 5 years that he is involved and his organization, the people that work under him, the scientists, literally analytics people, the research people. This is the first time they are really going to be tested, and he, as he said, that this is the first time he's, in so many words, going for it. It's the first time he's had a chance to try and add to the team because he wants the team to get into the postseason and believes the team can get into the postseason this year. So this is his first and his department's first big test. And I'm sure they're crunching the numbers, and that's the other part
of it. How much do you think crunching the numbers involves not hoping, but thinking that there's reason to believe that guys like Michael A. Taylor can still improve enough to be those additions, that these internal improvements can take the place of deadline acquisitions?
Well, one internal improvement got sent down, Chris Sawinski.
Well, no, yeah, I'm just asking, what do you think in their calculus? I was not trying to, you know, lead the witness here.
I don't know what the percentage is. I don't know what it is, but it all comes into play. I think if we, the three of us, had an opportunity to go inside and to watch all that goes on. I mean, I see it on a daily basis in that clubhouse. You cannot believe the intense work and the numbers crunching that goes on in that clubhouse and in that office. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it's remarkable. And they are working their tails off to figure this out as best they can. And
no fault of your own. I thought you did a good job, but it was hard to listen to Ben because I felt like he just kept saying on Sunday reasons why a trade can or won't happen. Greg,
you guys have interviewed as many guys as I have over the years, and it's and I know you're not suggesting it. It's not my job to get something I want out of him.
Yep.
I asked whatever I thought needed to be asked. I chuckled at the end that he gave a politically correct answer. I didn't expect him to answer directly. Better than 50-50. I've never had all the GMs I've dealt with in every sport has never come out and told me.
But it was just constant, you got to be able to say no. You got to be walk away. You know,
DARE program?
Well, that's an answer, though.
Sure.
I mean,
it's just not the answer people want to hear, Brownie.
I understand.
And I know it's not your job. You just said it's not your job to get them to say the things people or you want to hear.
I actually liked the question. I thought it was a good question.
And by the way, I don't know what would satisfy. You guys just said it. Actions speak louder than words. So what good would it do for Ben Cherington to come out and say anything if he doesn't come out and produce in the next less than a couple of hours? And by producing, I don't mean he's going to go out and get Luis Robert. But I do think he's going to add. He's already added a small tweak, but I think a big one, in getting that left-handed reliever, that compliment. They needed that. And now I think that they'll get a bat. Not that some bat that's going to end up creating in the next month that the OPS is going to go from third worst to third best, but help improve the lineup. And of course, the caveat to this and a little fly in the ointment is I don't know how bad those injuries are. You just lost Nick Gonzalez, your best hitter besides Reynolds since mid-May, one of the best hitters in baseball. You just lost Nick Gonzalez for weeks. And last night you lose what looked like a bad knee injury for Bay, and who the three of us, we've talked about him for a couple years now. And I don't know how bad the hamstring injury is to Palacios. Those are two big time, if not offensive producers, at least energy producers to that clubhouse and that dugout. And I knock on wood that those aren't severe injuries. But man, sometimes even the best teams can't overcome big injuries.
Greg, if you hear anything, make sure you call us right up.
I'll call or text, either one.
Thank you, Greg. We'll talk again
soon. See you guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.